You're listening to Minor Talk On Demand exclusively on 600 ESPN El Paso. Stay up to date with Minor Talk by downloading the free 600 ESPN El Paso mobile app.
Hey, El Paso, this is Michelle Smallman, and now it's your turn to sound off on the UTEP game. Minor Talk with Adrian and Sal is coming up next on 600 ESPN El Paso.
Direct snap and a kneel down, and that will do it. And Scotty Roland and the Miners have won their first game of 2024. Final score, the Miners 30 and the FIU Panthers 21.
And that is how we get started here today. It is Miner Talk. We are live, presented by Jack in the Box. Along with Sal Montes, I'm Adrian Broaddus. George is in the house as well. Appreciate everybody for hanging in for a late night edition of Minor Talk presented by Jack in the Box. Hey, they've got over 15 locations here in El Paso and Las Cruces. Big shout out to Jack in the Box for being our title sponsor here on Minor Talk as we continue. Jack in the Box 24/7, 365. That's when they're open. It's the perfect spot before and after every game. That is Jack in the Box here as we get started on Minor Talk. UTEP gets their first victory. They defeat Florida International 30-21. The Miners getting their first win in almost a calendar year, snapping a 9-game losing streak, and the first win of the Scotty Walden era. That's how we kick things off here on the program today, Sal. We were not optimistic for this game. We had different thoughts for this matchup right here. Instead, UTEP has different thoughts for us, and they said, no, not so fast, all the doubters out there. We're ready to silence all of them, and that's what the Miners did. You know, they were able to eke out a victory at home against a team in Florida International. UTEP was able to have rushing yards that looked pretty nice. I mean, the 148 on the ground by Javon Jackson. And the one touchdown is going to ring true and be kind of one of the big standout numbers that we take away from this game. UTEP's defense forcing 4 turnovers is something that we will also take away from this game. And then the fact that, you know, the Miners had a lead at halftime, Sal, and then held on to it, they relinquished it at one point in this game. Let me just say that. Florida International scoring in the third quarter with 38 seconds to take the lead 21-20. But then the Miners score 10 unanswered in the fourth quarter, and they win it that way.
Yeah, and they were able to play complementary football. The defense was able to complement the offense. Not all the way through, of course. We got to see a pick returned by a pick, right? We did see that earlier. But for the most part, and when it mattered the most, they were able to complement themselves. So I'm just going to run through a couple of things. We'll go through the whole game, but they get an interception, and then they get a crucial field goal to go up 9, and then they get an interception to kind of seal things off. So credit to them, man. They were able to get it done when they needed to.
Yeah, credit. I mean, for the Miners, credit to them. You know how badly they wanted this. You know how bad the coaching staff wanted this. The players themselves, how bad they wanted it. And they finally get it. They get over the hump. They get over the losing ways. They lost the first 6 games of the season, and now they beat Florida International at home on a Wednesday night. Let's talk about it here on the program. 915-505-6009, 600 ESPN El Paso on Twitter. Next, we're going to move fast here on the program here today to take as many calls as we can. I know it's a late night edition here on the program. Let's get it started with George here before we get out to the phone lines. George, your thoughts here from tonight's matchup.
Yeah, great win. I think we talked about it before we started Minor Talk. You take it with a grain of salt, but I mean, ultimately, you got to be happy for the team, happy for Walden. They get this gigantic monkey off their back and do just enough to, you know, squeeze a win away. So I think that's always important, and definitely, obviously, what we should start with.
Let's go to Twitter and X. Justin at 97 Bread tweets into the program. He said, 3 straight wins against Florida International in football, hashtag Minor Talk. Yeah, the travel is one of those things, Sal, that I kind of take away from this right here. I mean, last year the Miners winning in Florida flips that, but it's a lot to ask on the travel side of things for both these schools to play each other. So this is one of those games. I know one of our friend of the program, Roberto Andrade Franco, he was actually posting, like, I wish Florida International could join UTEP in the Mountain West because maybe they could get, you know, one of those guaranteed wins. But I just thought that was pretty funny right
there.
Yeah,
the Harvard of the borderland meets the Rutgers of Florida. I don't know.
The Rutgers of Florida. Wow.
I love it.
Let's do it. Let's keep it moving. 915-505-6009. First up on the phone lines is Ronnie. We've got a lot of takeaways from this one. We'll give you more takeaways throughout Minor Talk, but let's get the phone lines going. Ronnie, good evening, man. What's happening? What's going on, man? We are here. We are here, and we are live, and we are right around the corner, 12 days away from exhibition basketball season. Thanks for hanging with us late, Ronnie.
Yeah, no problem. I'm just happy to see the Miners get one. Happy to see Scotty get one. So just a good day. I do think the Miners could rattle off probably three straight here. If they can figure out what their identity is going to be, whether it's going to be running the ball and, you know, taking their shots at certain times. But the next three teams that play the sharp, you know, I wouldn't say they're any better than the Miners. I wouldn't say any worse either, right? They're all kind of like who shows up on what day, right? So I do think the Miners could get three straight.
You know, this is Conference USA here, Ronnie. We're not talking about the SEC, so yes, you're exactly right. Next up, the Miners have La Tech. We saw what happened yesterday with La Tech. They were vulnerable. They were susceptible to a loss, and that's what happened. They lose to New Mexico State. Granted, it was a double overtime game. Granted, this one will be in Ruston, Louisiana, but I still like the Miners' chances to see that game as being more, you know, being a winnable game compared to the past games that they've had here recently. After La Tech, Miners get a bit of a breather off these October weekday games. They've got a November 2nd game at home against Middle Tennessee, then Kennesaw State, which you might be at, Ronnie. At Tennessee is going to be the uphill battle. There's no way they're winning that one. But at New Mexico State, there's no way this team can't be competitive in four of their last five games. That's at least my opinion.
Like I said, you have to be. Everything is the kids understand it. Everybody's kind of on a like I said last week. It's a show me what you got type situation, right? As they prepare to go to the Mountain West, you talk about the travel to get to Florida. Shoot, what's the travel look like with Hawaii now being that full time member in the Mountain West for both of our programs making that trip? So I mean, the Miners are certainly going to have their fair share of travel. I think everybody's underneath the gun to show what they can do. But for tonight, let's just enjoy the win and let's congratulate the team and the coaches for not throwing in the towel. And like I said, let's just hope they finish the season competitive.
Okay, good stuff, man. I appreciate it, Ronnie. You hung in with us late. You gave us a late phone call here tonight. We owe you one. We appreciate you. Thank you very much for giving us a call late here on the program here to get us started here on the program. By the way, Ronnie was waiting with us during the postgame show, so appreciate Ronnie. Appreciate David, who also hung in through some of the postgame show as well. He's next up on the phone lines. We just freed up a phone line right now, 915-505-6009. That is our telephone number. David, good evening. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going? This is David.
David, go ahead. You give us your thoughts, man.
Okay. I thought the Miners, I go by Auburn defense. And okay. Defensively, I thought they played in a game. Offensively, they were about a B+. Styler was about a B. He managed. Okay. The running game was on. MVP for that was number 4. And that was good. And that's going to give the team a lot of motivation. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, David, I really like Javon Jackson's game. He's a very he was impressive tonight, and he's obviously been dealing with a lot. You're saying number four on offense. That's Javon Jackson, 26 carries, 148 on the ground, a touchdown tonight, average 5.7 yards per carry. Gets that higher average because he gashed the FIU defense late in that game. But nonetheless, you know, very impressed with Javon Jackson, what he was able to do. So I like you, man. Good stuff right there. Keep it going.
And then I give the coach a B plus. Okay, there was one series that he went very conservative. I don't know if you remember, but it was in the fourth quarter, and he kind of went conservative, a little bit conservative. And then they had the punt, and of course the defense rallied. So I think that the defense. The whole defense could be also MVP because they played awesome.
Well, yeah. I mean, think about it. Let's just break it down. And I appreciate the phone call, David. Thanks for weighing in. 915-505-6009. Just think about it. The defense caused the four turnovers. The defense held Florida International in this matchup to 287 in total offense. I think that's pretty impressive right there, Sal. If we're going to give out superlatives, which David was doing a pretty good job doing that. He was, you know, grading Skylar Locklear. He was over here grading Javon Jackson, even grading head coach Scotty Walden. Give that defense, give that secondary an A for what they were able to do tonight, albeit against a team that doesn't have a lot of passing prowess on to their name. But still, Florida International is a team that had an experienced quarterback in Jenkins. He went out early. Jones, the backup, comes in. He gets taken out by Maurice Westmoreland. And then Carlson comes in, the third stringer for Florida International. All three of them throw an interception tonight.
Yeah, and you have to give that defense credit for two things. One is the amount of time that they're out there on the field, and then number two, how quickly they have to get back out there on the field as well. And we've seen it in pretty much every game where the defense can string together, you know, one, two to maybe three consecutive stops, but unfortunately the offense wouldn't come through. Today it changed a bit. Now, it didn't happen all the time, but you want to see that complimentary football. So the defense so far has been the strong point and the bright spot for this football team. Now it's on the offense to kind of continue the success that they had today into the next game.
Totally agree with you there, Sal. 915-505-6009 as we are continuing here on the program. Interceptions today included from the likes of Lance Russell. He grabbed a pick. Dylan Williams grabbed a pick for the Miners. Same with Dorian Hopkins, which his interception was fantastic. 82-yard return for the big man, George. That was pretty impressive right there.
Yeah, it was fun to see. I was lucky enough to grab it, you know, and post that on X. So whoever saw that gets a chance now to rewatch it. But looking at that play, looking back at that play, he was just in perfect position. And I think that we've touched on that a lot, right? That UTEP collectively has struggled to put it all together at once. And we've seen a lot of like brilliant individual performances, and this game they were definitely more consistent at bringing it all together.
You know, I love the way that defensively they were able to grab four interceptions, though. And then I need to give a shout out to Amir Boyd Matthews. He's the other guy who came up with an interception in this game. Back to the phone lines we go. Brian is next. Then we've got Carlos and George. 915-505-6009. UTEP gets their first win of the season. You want to talk about it with us? Let's do it. Minor Talk. Presented by Jack in the Box, and also brought to you in part by the District Pub and Kitchen, the Oscar Idea at the Agency, New Start Homes, and Classic Elegance Coaches. Brian is next. Brian, good evening. Give us your thoughts on the game.
Hey, what's up, y'all? My thoughts on the game are pretty solid, actually, despite not being able to see the first half due to technical problems. But in my humble opinion, I feel like this UTEP team is on a good track going forward in the next six games. Look, we get it. Tennessee is already a guaranteed loss, but for the other five games, I could see them being winnable, even La Tech and Ruston, because the developing run game between Jackson and Jolly is getting pretty good. Even if Jolly has a fumbling issue, I feel like if he overcomes it, we'll have a very dangerous run game. And the defense has held on pretty well, even with Westmoreland not being very prevalent in the games, despite that full sack he got. And the kicking, too. Kicking has improved a lot, with both Savion hitting all three of his kicks. Overall, I like the track where this UTEP team is going, and I hope we at least maybe even finish 5-7. I may be delusional, but I hope we get there.
Okay, well, there's a lot to unpack there, Brian. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for weighing in. Number one, the Buzz Flabiano improvement. Sal, I was pretty hard on him to start the year. I was hard on him to start last year. And I think what you see from Buzz Flabiano is he does need that early season experience early season reps to get those under his belt in order for him to find his stride, his consistency. And today, 3-for-3 for Buzz Flabiano. Are you starting to become more confident in him as far as the kicker, or are you pretty much the same?
I'll be honest, kind of the same, because when we've seen it in crunch time so far, He might come through, he might not. And we've seen both, so it all depends, man. It's a coin flip, but credit to him. He did it today. I mean, that's what matters the most. He needed those field goals, especially the one to go up 9 and kind of put the game further out of reach. And then the defense, sends it home with an interception on their end. So it's all complimentary, and he did his part. I have to give him credit today, no doubt.
Hey, we are live Miner Talk on Inspo Lens as well. Want to give a big shout out to Chris, the great team at Inspo Lens. By the way, you could check out InspoLens.com. It's free right now. You don't need to subscribe, although it benefits you to subscribe on Inspo Lens. You can get real emails right away and notifications on new stories, new projects that they're working on. Big shout out to Chris and Inspo Lens. Check them out, InspoLens.com. And Inspo Lens on Twitter and X, where we are currently live on right now, also live on YouTube and on Facebook as we continue here on Miner Talk. 915-505-6009. Couple calls to get to. Carlos is next, then George. Carlos, good evening, man. Give me your thoughts on tonight's game.
Man, I'm stoked to finally be calling on a win. You know, first things first, congrats to Scotty Walden and Skyler Locklear for their first Scotty Walden for his first FBS win, and Skyler for his first college start. You know, shout out them both. And I'm sorry, I've been on this program criticizing Skyler Locklear a lot, but that's because I want him to play well, and he played relatively well tonight, minus that one interception. And this game tonight just reaffirmed my belief that this defense is full of dogs, man. They're so good. You know, this game shouldn't have been as close as it was, you know, with, you know, the interception and the block punt, you know, but this defense is just buzzing at a rate that I'm honestly shocked about. You know, just don't be a box score watcher. Watch the actual game, and you'll see that this defense is just really good, and hopefully they can start turning it around, and I'm kind of on that delusion train. I'm back on it. We can win a couple of more games, and I think the season is looking up.
Okay, I like it, Brian. Carlos, I appreciate that, man. Thanks for weighing in on the program. Thanks for your thoughts here as we continue. Carlos brought up a couple things about the defense. He wants to really highlight that defense. The defense today held FIU to less than 100 rushing yards tonight. UTEP came into this one a bottom 10 team in the nation in rush defense. So, Sal, when they take steps back in certain areas, like I thought they had a step back in the rushing defensive category. They prove that they want to rectify things like that. So I like the fact that as other teams, you might find them pigeonholed. Hey, if this is a bad run defense, they're probably going to be bad for the rest of the season. This team wants to adjust and get better and say, no, we're not going to use that as an excuse. We're going to use that as an opportunity to get better. And that's what they're proving. I mean, FIU, granted, they're a team who's not a good run offense. They were a bottom, 100 team in run. Rushing offense, but still for UTEP to hold him to less than 185 total yards on the ground, I think that's impressive.
Especially when you consider just how mobile their quarterbacks were, and they were able to get it done, you know, third and fourth down today. I can't remember what sequence it was, but on third down, they got really close and it was inches, and then you see them get that fourth down stop as well. So we said it earlier how they kind of did it when they needed to most, and I got to give a shout out to George. He said it last week as well. The defense is kind of bend but don't break. So when you have them doing that and giving up first downs here or there, but when it comes to the red zone, they're locking in or you know, past the 35 or whatever, they're kind of holding it down there because the field's a lot smaller and they can get to the ball a lot quicker over there. So yeah.
915-505-6009. That's our telephone number. If you have been trying to weigh in, 600 ESPN El Paso on Twitter and X, and 600ESPNElPaso.com. Before we get to George here on the phone lines, a couple tweets that came in here earlier on the program. Alfonso Frias, congrats to Coach Scotty Walden and the minor football team for the win. They dug deep, the defense got stops, and Jackson stepped up big time. Hashtag minor talk. Poncho, it only took 357 days to get a UTEP football win. We'll take it, but let's not kid ourselves. 4 of 14 on third down. The defense won this game with the turnovers and getting two quarterbacks injured. Offense can be better. Great job from the D. Okay job from the offense. Hashtag minor talk. Sal, I hate that stat, the 4 of 14 on third down. That's probably the one that you're going to be hating the most right there. Although, defensively, they held FIU to 3 of 13, so there's a silver lining.
Yeah, but you're barely better than them when it comes to third down, and it's just the lack of production basically on second down and obviously third down. And it started out right out the gate. You know, they get a first down, and next thing you know, before you can even blink, they're not getting anything on second down, and they're either losing or getting nothing on third down, and you're having to punt away and give away that momentum that you built. So what I like, though, in the second half that they were able to do is kind of just to see what was out there and take what the defense was giving them, especially in the second half, the adjustments that they made as opposed to the first half.
So this is an interesting one, George. I'll throw this one at you. I said 4 of 14 on third down. They were 3 of 9 on third and short. That's a third and 1 through 4 yards right there. 3 of 9 on those plays right there. That's kind of interesting in itself.
Yeah, so that's 33%, right, when you boil it down. But what's really weird is that you look at the rush stats and they don't convey that. Right, they were successful on the ground, so how are you so bad on third and short? Not just that, but also fourth and short, although they did convert their 1/4 down today, but it's something we've seen all season, right? So it's strange. It's kind of, maybe you wonder if it's a little bit fluky in this game as far as being bad on third and short. But yeah, that's got to get better. I mean, overall 28.5% on third down today. That is not a winning formula.
And they haven't really been good on third down all year long. That's one of the issues that has been really hurting this team moving forward. Hey, a couple other posts to get to. Travis Allen Fortune, no one enjoys coaching more than Scotty Walden. And the Minor Pickaxe podcast, shout out to those guys. Haven't heard any of their stuff yet, but I like their Twitter page. I like their Twitter logo. They said, we did it. We're number one. Win number one for the UTEP minor football team. How to build a culture. Step one, win your first game. Yeah, that's very true. I appreciate that, man. Thanks for weighing in on the program. 915-505-6009. George is next up on the phone lines. George, before we get to you, we're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Minor Talk, brought to you by Jack in the Box here on 600 ESPN El Paso. I'll hold on just a second here for you, Sal. I got you. Let's pause.
From hometown to national. Sports spoken here. 600 ESPN El Paso is KROT El Paso, a Town Square Media station.
Awesome stuff there, Sal. Appreciate that. George is next. George, good evening, man. You weigh in. Give us your thoughts on this game.
You know what? I walked into the stadium, and I was pretty disappointed seeing the scoreboard 7-0. I guess I missed the block punt. But one of the takeaways, and it's a positive one, I know there's a lot of negatives that you might wanna throw out there. There's a lot of stats. One of the ones that stood out to me was the penalties against us. I mean, what was it? I think it was three penalties for 35 yards. I think Tysher said, and just the fact that the resilience that Skyler showed after his interception, and just the resilience of this team to come back from adversity, and he said it best. This team has gone through some very big adversities, and to get this win, it's kind of really good. I mean, I'm not going to say that it's going to change everything, but it's a good start. I mean, you cannot build, or you can't expect a lot of positives with a rebuild. This is what this is, and you take what you get. I mean, it's not all going to be good. It's not all going to be roses. But you know what? This was a good win for the program. And I think the kids really enjoyed it. They looked stoked. After the game, I was out there, and just they looked happy. And I think this is what the team needed. I mean, they've been battling some good teams, and unfortunately, they came in the negative end. But one of the things that I saw that was a big improvement is the penalties against them, and that was one of the ways that they shot themselves all year in the foot is the penalties. What do you think, Adrian?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point there, George. I appreciate the phone call. I think the penalties are one of those big issues, and another great example. I think what you were trying to do is highlight examples of how UTEP has really taken steps forward in certain categories and has shown signs of improvements, and that's one of those right there, the penalties. I mean, last home game, they had, 12 penalties, over 100 yards of penalties. This game, 3 penalties for 35 yards. Last game, less than 2. I think it was 1 or 2. And I thought that is a step up for this UTEP football team. Now, you want to see them win games. You want to see them translate those things of, hey, you're improving defensively. You're, following up on some previous shortcomings with some different things that are going to help you improve moving forward. But how do those translate to wins? That's the biggest thing moving forward. So I like the phone call, George. Thank you very much. Thanks for weighing in. And your son Zay Galindo was almost there at midnight out at the Sun Bowl covering this UTEP football team. So I know he's got math tomorrow, 8 a.m. sharp. So we got to get him out there. Chapin High School's finest, Zay Galindo, as we continue. 915-505-6009. Couple other tweets to get to. Then we're going to start winding it down with some final thoughts here. La Tech on deck next week. And then we'll give kind of our final thoughts. It's a late night here on Minor Talk, so we understand it's going to be a little quieter here on this one. And knowing it's a Wednesday, well, hey, Sal, this is our final evening game. How about that? Forget Wednesday evening. This is our final evening game, period.
Are you serious?
Yes.
It's dawning on me.
The rest of the season's all afternoon kickoffs. Okay.
Next week
is a 6 o'clock start, so that doesn't count. But after this one, outside of next Tuesday, all other games are afternoon or morning.
I love it. Barring any type of flex scheduling, unless UTEP is able to reel off an insane amount of them, as well as New Mexico State, and then they flex it for ESPN primetime 8:30 kickoff, I'm all in.
Yeah, let's make it happen. a couple other ones. Yancey1389, Garrett, tweets into the program. Some teams in college football have already quit, and it would have been easy to quit at 0-6. UTEP didn't. Congrats to Coach Walden and his team on their first win. You can see how much the players are bought into the program and into the post-game celebrations. Pick my axe 915. Shout out to Buzz Flabiano. Huge kicks and touchbacks turned his season around. Manny David, first win out of the way. Wish I could have stayed all 4 quarters, but the kiddos and I didn't dress with enough layers to stay warm. Mm. Congrats to the players, Coach Scotty Walden, and the fans still aboard the Walden Express. George, did you need a jacket?
No, I don't know. It's so funny, man. We're so used to it being 100 degrees out here that I thought it was nice, man. I thought I was in California. I closed my eyes for a minute, and I thought that cool ocean breeze was touching me. It was really nice out there. I don't know what these people are talking about.
I thought it was pretty nice, too. I thought it was pretty nice weather. Sal, I would say this, though. It was nice being in the press box and being away from all the winds. So,
and you know what? It's only going to get colder, too. So
there you go. Yeah. I like it. We'll take advantage of this fall weather that's around the corner. 915-505-6009. Special shout-out to Alberto Retta. He gave us a lot of great content, along with George, on social media, Twitter and X. You can check that out, hashtag Minor Talk, for some post-game celebration videos and stuff like that. Pinky checking in. UTEP football and Dallas Cowboy legend Tony Tolbert needs to return to the Sun Bowl more often. Tony Tolbert, Babe Laufenberg with a little minor magic, a little minor luck. So I think that's a good point there, Pinky. Good stuff. Brian tweets into the program. I take back my statement from the Pater Pulse podcast. With the fear of a winless season gone, I feel like this team could win two or three more games. Good stuff for the Miners might come finally. Pick my axe 915. No one, and I mean no one, can keep the Miners down for 358 straight days. That's good stuff. I like it. NBA Tep Boy. Panthers go down. Miners first win of the season. Hashtag Miner Talk. Steve Von Ressler. Very happy for Coach Walden. His hard work has finally paid off. Great defensive effort in front of an ocean of empty bleachers. On to the next game, hashtag Miner Talk. Did it really look that bad, Sal, on national TV as far as the crowd goes? Did it look pretty bad?
It didn't look like it looked before, I'll tell you that much. But there it was. I'll say this. It looked like UTEP has looked over the last 5-6 years.
Okay.
On an average night. So, hey, but it could look a lot better if they play like this.
You're right. You're right. If they win more games, then maybe people will show up on a Wednesday evening. We'll see. More phone calls coming in. 915-505-6009. More posts coming in. I see you, Memo. I see other people coming in like Milkman. That we'll get to those people here in just a little bit. But let's go back to the phone lines. Mike from Austin is back, and it's been a while since we've heard from Mike, but he is back with us. Mike, good evening, man. Long time no talk. You're back with us. You're somebody who listens religiously to this program, and you're back. Welcome aboard. Give us your thoughts on this one.
Gentlemen, good evening, and congratulations to Miner Nation, Coach Walden, and the team for it. All starts with one. So happy to see them get that monkey off their back. Yeah, I've been away a while. I kind of felt like I was bad luck. So I was trying to change things up a little bit. Still some improvement needed. But, again, I'll tell you the thing that stood out to me the most, not X's and O's, but, that even in the fourth quarter, this didn't look like an 0-6 team. A team that had given up on the season. This looked like a team that was hungry, and I'm hoping and I believe that this will carry them on through for the second half of the season.
It could, Mike. It honestly could, right? I mean, who's to say it can, right? I mean, this part is what you want to build on, not just for this year, but what about the future? We were talking about this, too. This helps for things like recruiting. This obviously helps for things like excitement and motivation here moving forward.
You know, and again, it all starts with one, and because you don't get to get better until you get that first one. And this was a big win just for the entire program. And you could tell in the after the post-game show remarks by the players, this really kind of put something in their belly. And so, like I said, hopefully it carries on for at least a successful second half of the season and, you know, again, moving on to next year.
All right, good stuff there. Hey, it's great to hear from you, Mike, and I appreciate you weighing in on the program. Give us a call more often, man. You're not bad luck. You're good luck, and it's always good to hear from you. Always good to hear your voice here on the program. 915-505-6009. That's our telephone number. 600 ESPN El Paso on Twitter next. 600ESPNElPaso.com. Yeah, I mean, post-game, right after the game, Scotty Walden gets showered a Gatorade bath. And, you know, he celebrates with all the players. Two players hoisted him on his shoulders. So, you know, he's getting a chance to celebrate with players. He's getting carried. He's getting a chance to celebrate with his family, his wife. His two kids were on the field as well. They were celebrating with him. They were getting really excited about this one. Just an emotional win for this team. And I'm happy to see this team happy. Happy to see this team win and find some purpose, find some motivation. Maybe even see some of the fruits of their labor after they put in a lot of work this year. So let's keep it moving. 915-505-6009. Little Badger on Twitter and X. The defense just keeps proving they are the strength of this UTEP team. Finally, some complimentary football from the offense today. Hashtag Miner Talk. More coming in from Twitter and X. 600 ESPN El Paso on Twitter and X. And hashtag Miner Talk. Trolley Dodger checking in. He was saying, let's go. go. Memo checks in. Great win by the defense today. Skyler, 14-23 for 161 yards with a 62-yard pass in the second drive. So he was really 13-22 for 99 yards the rest of the game. The run game stepped up, but the reality is the quarterback is still a liability. Hashtag Miner Talk. Let's talk a little Skylar Locklear here, Sal. I think from what we knew this week going into this game, they hoped that Cade McConnell stood a chance to play in this one. Instead, he was not able to go. He's injured. They're still wondering what the status will be from him. The question was asked in the post game: is he done for the year? And they're still wondering whether or not he could return to the team. But I don't know if that's going to look that great there, Sal. I would say on the Skylar Locklear side of things with him, the idea was, okay, well, he's stepping in that quarterback. What can he do? Sal, I worry about him throwing beyond 10 yards, and I like his deep ball. I like his deep shots. They just don't hit at a high rate, so you limit yourself after that. And I think that they got a better game out of Skylar today, but the interception will hurt you, or I wouldn't say drive you crazy. It really doesn't. It's a young quarterback. I have patience with younger quarterbacks like Skylar Locklear. But at the same time, the things that will frustrate you are drive killers, or just where drives get stalled and the plays isn't able to get extended. The flip side to that, Sal, he was able to extend some of those third down plays. So your thoughts on Skylar Locklear?
You know what? I think with Skylar, he's more of kind of like an all-around guy. He's going to use his legs a lot more, but something that that could be of concern is the shots that he's taking, man. This guy is getting lit up out there, and you got to wonder how long he's going to be able to withstand that. And not only him, but anybody, right, who's out there taking the shots that Skylar is. It makes you wonder who else is going to be coming in for the Miners. Who are they going to have on retainer, essentially? And I know that one of the how could I say, like, the anticipation is Shea Smith, right? But he's not the only other quarterback that's listed on the roster, so I think they gotta have some other guys just kind of on the backup, considering that he's playing the way he's playing. However, that's the kind of fire that he's going to bring. Doesn't matter if he takes a shot. He's going to get those extra yards, and you want a guy who's going to be able to fight for it all. It's just sometimes, what's that saying? Is the juice worth the squeeze?
Yeah, there you go. I like that. Is the juice worth the squeeze? Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. But let's keep it moving. 915-505-6009. Milkman, UTEP Milkman, checks in on Twitter. Miners dug down deep, showed some heart after a rough first half of the season, and got the first win. Make staying up late on a Wednesday worth it. Future looks bright. Hashtag Miner Talk. This is coming in from Joseph Ortiz. A grind for most of the game tonight, but we found a way to win. Love it. And I love the energy on the sideline even after we get scored on. It's obvious this team has bought in. If you don't know our record, you wouldn't think that we were 1-4. That's coming in from Joseph Ortiz. This one's checking in from Joe Chacon. Wow. Joe Chacon is now in El Paso. Hide your kids. Welcome back to the Sun City indeed. Brought the cold air from Colorado, but most importantly, a win. My favorite player of all time, hashtag Tony Tolbert, and my man, Babe Laufenberg, coming together for a UTEP win. Sal, Joe Chacon back in the Sun City, bringing a little cold weather. What do you think?
That's what it's all about. It's that draft that he's doing, because I think we're going to get some draft beers when he's out here. So I love it. And also, too, I do want to say this. When I was out there watching America's team beat the Dallas Cowboys this past weekend, I was talking to some Cowboys fans saying, hey, if I had to pick a favorite Cowboy of all time, it would be Tony Tolbert.
There you go.
Know what I mean? Yeah, go Lions.
Hey, go Tony Tolbert, and go Lions, by the way. Sal, I'm happy you got a chance to go out to AT&T Stadium and experience the Lions destroy the Cowboys this past weekend. But Tony Tolbert honored UTEP Hall of Fame this past week, star-studded class. We've been talking about that a lot on Sports Talk, so love that right now. Also, checking in on Twitter is AJ at Burrito Capital. Where are the rest of the fans? All I see is people mandated to be there. Don't forget the six people who are to the right of your photo. Shufan, 12. The defense played great. Those linebackers are definitely bright spots. Still worried about the offense. The linebackers are pretty solid. I agree, Shufan, 12. I like Shufelt. He didn't even start today. Hopkins started. He had that 82-yard interception that was impressive. And then you also had Nate Diamond, who was in on every play. It felt like all the big plays, it really felt like. So I like the linebackers. I feel like we don't talk enough about the defense. And welcome back, Maurice Westmoreland. Wow.
Yeah.
He didn't just come back. He came back with the sack and hurt a backup quarterback, Sal.
Yeah, and you know what, Adrian? I feel like it kind of went past us. You and I, we were in agreement that their style of defense is not fit to stop the run. Well, they've adjusted over these last couple of weeks, so I got to give them credit on that. I'm not a huge fan of the 3-3-5. Today they were able to stop FIU from running all over, so shout out to them.
Yeah, most definitely. Back to the phones. It's Domingo who's next, 915-505-6009. Good evening, Domingo. Give us your thoughts after this game.
Very happy that we won. About time after a horrible 6-game losing streak. I'm just glad we won, and it gives us hope for the future. And at the same time, we already heard FIU's bowl chances. Don't forget. But I'm really happy that we won. Super happy. And I hope they keep on winning. And let's see if we win the big one at the end of the season.
Yeah, I think actually, and I appreciate the phone call, Domingo. I think that's one of the games fans always circle, right? It's like, you know, who cares about all the other ones? Just beat New Mexico State, beat the Aggies, beat the rivals. If your season's going south, everybody just cares about being at MSU. So you're exactly right there, Domingo. Appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks for weighing in. I appreciate your thoughts as we continue. 915-505-6009. Robert Urquidy checks into the program. Overall solid win. Third and long is the biggest struggle. That's when you tend to see the wide receiver screens that haven't worked out too well. Other than that, can't complain. The foundation continues to be built. Every conference game left is winnable. Yeah, I agree with that, Robert. I agree.
I can't.
You don't agree that the conference games are winnable?
Not Jack State. There's no way.
Well, thank goodness UTEP doesn't play Jack State. Thank goodness. Because you're right. If they had played the Gamecocks, that would be a loss this year.
The rest of the slate. I was looking at a different schedule. Okay. I take it all back. I guess, yeah. All right. I take it all back. I stand corrected.
La Tech, Middle Tennessee, Kennesaw State, yeah, and New Mexico State. I feel like those are winnable games. And will they win all of them? No. But do they have a chance in them? I think they can win maybe two or three of those. Three at most, maybe two of those.
Okay. I think out of what, 1, 2, 3, 4, I think maybe a split.
Okay, I like it. I like it. Maybe a split. Let's keep it moving. 915-505-6009. Back to the phone lines we go. Trolley Dodger is next. Trolley, good evening, man. Give us your thoughts after this one.
Hey guys, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. And you know what? You guys prefaced me with the thing I was gonna say. Sal, you're wrong, bro. We can peel off these four victories.
Tell me how.
I told you the last time I was sipping on something, but I told you we could do something. Kennesaw State, please. La Tech, just lost to MSU. I'm just saying, let's start weaving and, you know, we're the mouse that can get through the mousetrap, you know, through the end of the maze. We can get 3 to 4 wins, bro. And this can be a victory in the sense of, hey, look at how we finished. It's in the heat of recruiting. And it's a great victory. They played well. I split my time with the Dodgers in this game. So
fair.
I'm not even going to get into crunching the plays, even though we did flip back and forth. But it feels good, man. It feels real good. And I really do think La Tech is vulnerable. I think we can come get it with Kennesaw State. Boom, that's 3 in a row. What? Or 2 out of 3. I know. And then we get hyped up for NMSU and – we finish up strong. Middle Tennessee, come on, bro. It's Middle Tennessee, not Tennessee, you know?
They're in the middle of nowhere, right? So there's maybe a chance there.
Well, I mean, it's like losing at Fabens. Is anybody going to remember that?
Or Southern Utah.
Oh, man.
Come on now. Yeah, we're moving on.
Oh,
no, but you know
Charlie.
What, guys? I feel good. I feel good. It's promising, you know, when you win, when you finally win. Because once you lose the Southern Utah game, that's what happens with the fans. I don't know how many showed up today, but I actually thought this was a winnable game.
And it ended up being one, and they ended up winning this one. Just over 11,000 people out at the Sun Bowl here today. Felt like less, but nonetheless, that's what they reported. It was like 11,000 and change. But, hey, I appreciate it, Trolley. I appreciate your enthusiasm. You called it. You were hopeful. And now maybe the Miners can go off a win streak like you mentioned. So there you go. Esteban checks in on Twitter, an ex at Este Miner. Skylar Locklear's interview with John Teicher after the game was impressive. I agree. He also said, I'm sick of people referring to a rebuild. Now with the portal in place, there is no such thing as a rebuild. What we get at the beginning of the year is it for this year and this alone. Stop it with a rebuild nonsense. Sal, what do you think about that? Do you agree that rebuilds are shouldn't necessarily be a thing, or should you consider this a rebuild, knowing that UTEP has NIL limitation and knowing that UTEP has a lot of players just historically who've been poached out of the transfer portal?
I think UTEP is facing some of the same things that a lot of other schools that are not in P4 conferences are facing. So there's no excuses at the end of the day. And I know I bring up Southern Utah every single show, but kind of to their coach, he's right. It's not a rebuild. It's a build. You know, we can't remember the last time this team was bowl eligible. I know it was not too long ago, but how long was it before that? You know, it's big gaps. So there is no rebuild. It's a full build. And Walden is building this program from the ground up. You got to respect the win today, but Mountain West is 2 years away from now, so we're going to see the progress basically from his first game that we saw against Nebraska up until the very last game next season. So that's when you kind of have a better idea, but there's no excuses.
You know, I love this one. This is a great post that came in from Rutang, our pal Ruben Ramirez. OMG, what a difference a week makes. I love this. I love that. What a win. Grade A, etc. Congratulations to the Miners on the first dub of the season. Where are all the haters from the past several weeks? Hashtag bandwagon fans. Hashtag they are back. Oh, that's so funny, Sal. It's so true. I mean, how funny is Miner Talk where over the last six games, it's all hate. It's all this, you know, whatever. We're very level-headed. We've seen the highs. We've seen the lows. We've seen good and we've seen bad. We've seen more bad than good, that's for sure. But you know, we've seen it both. So we did not say to panic. One of the things we kept saying is don't panic. Things don't look great as it stands. But you know, committed to a longer approach or a longer evaluation for this coaching staff instead of judging them off of six games.
Yeah, and it's a 12 game season for a reason. Aside from that, too. Rosters are not the same at the end of a season as they are at the beginning. And I'm not just speaking for UTEP. We're speaking of everybody else. Take a look at Sam Houston today. Their quarterback got hurt. And they got waxed in the second half by Western Kentucky. So,
good point.
You know, there's a lot to look at. But I was talking to my dad about this. And I want to know what you think in terms of build or rebuild, however people want to frame it. But the barometer of wins for each year. So let me know if you agree or not, or kind of throw out your numbers. But in year one of a build / rebuild for a school such as UTEP, would you say 0-3 in terms of wins is kind of realistic and what you'd expect?
Yes, I would.
All right. Now year two, 3-6.
3-6. I think that's realistic.
And then year three, basically 6+ or bust.
I think that's fair.
There
I think
go.
That's very fair.
So, yeah. I don't know.
I like it. No, it's a good breakdown. I mean, I think that should be the way that you scale like a quote-unquote rebuild. I get the point that with a transfer portal, there should never be a rebuild or anything like that. The unrealistic thing is to think that UTEP has all this money to spend for NIL resources. They just don't. They're not as competitive as other even Group of Five teams out there. So they're not on the same playing field, and that's the reason why you won't have them in those same conversations as some of these other schools out there. 915-505-6009. That's our telephone number. As we wind down the show, Noah Guerrero checks into the program on Twitter and X. As Scotty mentioned in the post game, outstanding student turnout tonight. They are the lifeblood of this athletic department, and considering all the circumstances, I was even more impressed. George, you're a student at UTEP right now. You're our intern here this fall. Do you like the student attendance tonight?
I did, and I really liked the energy. I mean, nonstop all game, you know, and of course there's, you know, some friendly heckling going on. As long as we can keep it, you know, respectable, I'm all for that. But I mean, they brought the energy, and I hope that wins, and if we can rattle off some more wins here like people are hoping, that more students will come out and continue to kind of fuel that fan fire in the stands.
Yeah, I agree with that too. George Hernandez checks in on Twitter next. We believe. Shout out to Scotty for recognizing the band. My kid is a first-year band kid, and he's the only one in my family that plays all four quarters in a D1. That's cool. Good stuff. I love the photo, by the way. You and your son dressed up with some cool wigs with Pater Pete with the We Believe sign. Man, you know, just the excitement that fans are showing here on this program and stuff like that just tells you this city wants a winner so bad. This city, forget all the hate. You know, we get the hate. We've seen it all the time. We see it for basketball when they don't perform, and football the same when they don't perform as well. But this fan base is starving for a winner, starving for some success, and for them to just have the first win of the Scotty Walden era. Let them celebrate, even though some might laugh or just scoff at it. Just let them celebrate. Let them have this one right here. Let them be happy about this win right here, and just move on from it. Let's go back to the phones right now. DeMayor, it is Eddie Morelos who is back with us right now as we continue. 915-505-6009. Eddie, you watched and witnessed two wins from the Borderland in the same week. What are we talking about right now?
Well, and I wish I could have witnessed the one last night as well, but I was doing a high school volleyball game. They're in Franklin against Eastwood. So I didn't get to fully watch that. I watched the highlights, but that's exactly what I was going to bring up. We get to celebrate in the Borderland all week long for college football.
That Las Cruces game was insane, Eddie, but the fact that UTEP follows it up with a win themselves, also in a close game.
So as Borderland citizens, everyone should throw a fiesta for college football all Saturday, barbecue, show your school pride, and like the people are doing, right? You guys saw the videos of the celebrations and stuff like that. People are already, like the caller just a few minutes ago as well, man, celebrate.
I think people should. I mean, hey, look, or I think that, you know, as far as do you hang a banner after this one? No. And you know, celebrate this one 24 hours, realize that La Tech is next Tuesday, and they're a very beatable team. That's the other part of this, Eddie, is if I'm UTEP right now, I'm not only feeling good about this win right here against Florida International, but I'm also feeling pretty good about the opportunity to win at La Tech next week, knowing that this is a team here in New Mexico State who just beat this group.
And New Mexico State beat them with, what, the second or third string quarterback?
Exactly. So exactly.
There's that, too. So, again, congratulations to the Miners. Let me tell you this, Adrian, it was really neat to watch through my binoculars every play and see the hard hits that were going on the field. It was just a really neat thing to experience. Congratulations to the Miners. Congratulations to the Aggies. Let me also say this about your show, right? Ruben brought up a good point about that. Where are the haters at? Well, this is something that makes this show, Miner Talk, so fun that I take it in every time. Because when the wins come, it's just as fun as when the losses come. The callers are all amazing. Shout out to all of El Paso. Much love to the 915.
All right. Later, much love to you, Eddie Morelos, on the program. I appreciate you as we continue. 915-505-6009 as we wind it down here on the program. Good photo there, George. I appreciate that. George Hernandez checking in with another one. Chuko Wayne saying, don't stop believing. And this is Joseph Ortiz saying, hey, Sal, it's JoJo. When are we getting another UTEP Minor rap song? Hashtag Minor Talk.
That's for the younger generation, man. I don't dabble in that as much anymore. I'll make some beats, though. I'll make a beat anybody else wants to rap on it.
Okay.
How about that?
Let's do it. I like it, Sal. Good stuff.
Shout out to JoJo, by the way. Much love.
I love it, man. All right, hey, as we wind it down here on the program, turn to the page. It's La Tech next week for the Miners. Guys, I feel like the Miners have a chance. Now, to call it a win, I think that's still an uphill battle. So I'm going to say a loss. I'm going to say they take an L here this upcoming week against La Tech, but I think the Miners are going to fight hard. I think this is going to be a good opportunity for the Miners to try to get another one. You never know, Sal. Let's see what happens. But a Tuesday night game here in Conference USA next Tuesday. We'll be there for that one.
No, it's going to be interesting as well because just like we've seen with UTEP, right, the best and the worst of each world, you look at La Tech and what they have on their schedule, and it's kind of the same, right? They eke out a win against Nichols 25-17, but they also drop 48 on Middle Tennessee and get the win there. They drop one to Florida International, who the Miners just beat. So I do agree that this game is winnable, but it's going to be on the road. So I don't know, man. It's a coin flip, but I got to pick at some point. I don't know, man. I think I'm going to go Louisiana Tech in this one. Maybe in another overtime game, a close one, but it's at the Joe.
Yeah, I think so too, man. I think that's where I'm going to lean myself as well. But we'll see what happens. George, any thoughts? Miners head into Ruston, Louisiana next week.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a tough game also. I don't see them winning either, Adrian, honestly. But I think in the next two games, yeah, you face Louisiana Tech and Middle Tennessee. You got to split those, right? But Louisiana Tech has a good quarterback. He's playing much more efficiently than ours is right now. So as long as the Miners can keep it competitive, I think that's a win. But, yeah, these next two games, you got to split them.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, man. We'll see what happens when it's all said and done. Hey, but we want to give a big shout-out to Chris out in Inspo Lens. Special shout-out to all the people who are listening to us and watching us on our Facebook channel. Also through our Facebook comments and stuff like that. Shout-out to Little Badger. Shout-out to Sonia. Shout-out to JoJo Ortiz for some thoughts as well. But that'll do it for us here on another edition of Minor Talk presented by Jack in the Box. UTEP defeats Florida International 30-21. For Sal Montes, for George Guardado, I'm Adrian Broaddus, signing off and saying so long, and thanks for listening to Minor Talk, brought to you by Jack in the Box here on 600 ESPN El Paso.